Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. When the earth whispers for water deep inside the heart of the vast arid wastelands, lies a deceptive beauty, the oasis Fata Morgana. It is a vision so surreal, travelers of this sun-scorched earth might question reality itself. But do not let your eyes deceive you. For in this dystopian landscape, where the once thriving rivers and streams are no more than myth, the mirage of water is a cruel trick against the backdrop of our blistered reality, a phenomenon of fabricated hope. These mirages appear as teasing shimmers on the horizon, invoking images of a sanctuary amidst the unyielding heat. But they are nothing more than reflections of the sky, bent by the hot air close to the ground. As our world succumbs to ever-rising temperatures, these illusions become more frequent, a phenomenon both beautiful and haunting. The breath of the wind eroded lands. In the wastelands, where the wind whispers through the canyons, Oasis Fata Morgana is a symbol of life that refuses to succumb to despair. And yet, the irony pervades. It is water, the source of life, that we see mirroring back, a stark contrast to the barren lands that stretch under our feet. Once fertile grounds now lay fallow, overpowered by spreading deserts and the relentless brown tide. The shards of lost legacies, where ancient cities whispered tales of lush oases, the mirages now sing ballads of what once was. The cultural cost is immense, the tales of our ancestors, the richness of history buried under the relentless march of sand. We are a civilization haunted by its own reflection, a mirage of what we once held dear, the invisible thirst. Despite the desolation, humans persist in these unwelcoming terrains. Like the arid metropolis and the forgotten Sahel, communities find ways to survive, to adapt in the absence of water. But at what cost? The specter of a waterless world is terrifyingly tangible, in the empty wells and dried-up riverbeds where children now play, ignorant of the life-giving streams that once flowed there. Embracing the mirage, ironically, the Oasis Fata Morgana begets a sense of collective consciousness among the stricken folk. For even in mirage, there is a shared experience, a collective hallucination that rouses the spirit of camaraderie. It is within this space of collective longing that communities find strength. The resilience of humanity shines, holding on to the shimmering hope, even if it is just an illusion. Conclusion: in this world where hope is a currency as scarce as water, the Oasis Fata Morgana serves as both a reminder of what we've lost and a metaphorical call to arms. As the very climate we depend on contorts and plays tricks on our senses, perhaps we too must learn to see beyond the mirage, seeking a new vision for the future. So let the Oasis Fata Morgana not just be a cruel reminder of what cannot be quenched, but instead the reflection of our undying spirit and our never-ending quest for survival amidst the sands of time.